Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, December 7th, 2016. With me today, Kelly Goumont. And how are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm glad you're here. And I'm also glad that John Martellaro is here. How are you, John?
Oh, how nice. I am good. Good.
Good. And I hope you're staying warm today.
Yeah. It is +7 Fahrenheit where I am.
Well,
that sounds toasty for you guys.
No, it's not.
Were you outside earlier in shorts with one of those big foil things around your face to get all the rays?
Well, I'll tell you, once you've been settling snow at 7 to 10 and 12, and then a warm spell comes along, you're outdoors at 40 in shirt sleeves.
40? 35. By 40,
well, everything
you're back
here is supposed
shorts.
To freeze tomorrow, so tomorrow's show, I hope, is cold weather survival tips.
You know, we can make that happen.
Excellent.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm just going to give everyone a cold weather survival tip. You know, when you're outside in the cold and you don't have your gloves on yet, and you put your hands up to your mouth and you blow into your hands to warm them up, don't do that, because you're blowing moisture onto your hands. Mm-hmm. So for a brief moment, your hands will feel warm, but then the moisture starts to freeze. So your hands actually get colder. Do the friction thing and rub your hands together instead. That's a much better way to warm your hands up than blowing on them in the cold.
And another one for people who don't know, when someone, even if someone triple dog dares you, don't stick your tongue to the light pole.
Yeah, and that BB gun? Going to put an eye out.
It's because it's a property of water that it has got the capacity to pull heat away from a surface, a warm surface. So that's why you feel colder when it's damp, and why you can go outside at 0 degrees and 2% humidity and say, oh, it's balmy, it's sunshiny, it's nice out here.
Jeff, okay. Why is it that Spock took all the fun out of that instead of talking about the different relative temperatures or why blood bounces off the ice?
You know, sometimes I just don't understand. I don't know. That's the path I would have gone down, Kelly, but, you know. And I think I also would have gone down the path of why in one movie is Klingon blood pink, like Pepto-Bismol, and in all the other movies it's red.
When I thought Vulcan blood was green.
Klingon blood. Vulcan blood is
green. Oh, Klingon
green.
Blood. Sorry. I'm backwards. All right. Yes, sorry.
Anyhow.
Depends on the oxygen saturation.
Hey, let's talk about dongles.
Dongle gate?
Is it a gate? Is it really?
Yes.
It's, for some people, it is. For some people, it's dongle-palooza. For some people, it's ding-dong, dong-along-dong.
For some people, Ramalama Ding Dongle, I would have gone with that.
Ramalama Ding Dongle, I like that.
Absolutely.
So, Jeff, as a person who is directly affected by this, is this the end times? Because this is the thing I've been trying to understand about all of the wailing and rending of garments that's been happening over this.
You know, I think some people are getting their ding dongle, ding-along, dong thing on in a totally wrong way. And they're getting really upset about this. And, you know, I get it. But at the same time, here's the deal. When I knew that my MacBook Pro with Touch Bar was on the way, I went to the Apple Store and I bought a USB-C to USB-A dongle. I bought a USB-C to Thunderbolt dongle. And I bought a USB-C HDMI dongle. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with that because those are the ports that I needed on my computer.
And you need them now because you've been invested in USB-A, for example, mm-hmm. Since the iMac, I don't remember if it was the original iMac or the iMac DV, where USB is all you get.
Right. And, you know, so I just needed these ports. So I was able to go and get just the ports that I need for my computer.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up question to that. this touch bar machine, mm-hmm. is it going to be your primary computer?
Yes, this is most definitely my primary computer.
Okay, but you do have another, like a previous generation machine that has all those ports, right?
My previous machine has Thunderbolt ports and USB-A ports, USB-A 2 ports, not USB-A 3 ports.
Mm-hmm.
So the slower USB.
And, right.
Hold on, it's actually sitting over here. Let's see what else it has. My Thunderbolt, USB ports, an HDMI port, and an SD card slot for
a camera. This is your laptop, mm-hmm. But you also, like, you're recording right now on an iMac, correct?
No, I do everything from a MacBook Pro.
Oh, you do everything from, okay. Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you're communicating with us on your MacBook Pro this morning, Jeff. You're using the glorious Wi-Fi built into your MacBook Pro, right?
Well, that's a wonderful setup for my one big complaint. And a side note, on my 2012 MacBook Pro, I had this intermittent problem where my Wi-Fi bandwidth would just tank for that machine. And it would be basically unusable for recording and stuff. And the same problem just happened on my new Touch Bar MacBook Pro. So this brings up the one complaint I do have about the dongles, because I really don't mind buying my dongles. I buy them once, and I have just the ports I need, and I'm going to be able to use those dongles for like two or three computers before I have to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
What I couldn't buy when I went into the Apple store ahead of my computer showing up was a USB-C to gigabit Ethernet adapter, because Apple doesn't make one.
But Belkin does, and it's sold at the Apple store.
Yes, with about a 7-week delay. They are out of stock. So here's this. I think they're charging, it's either $27 or $29 for the Belkin adapter.
Well, right now it's $26 with special pricing on this item for a limited time.
Okay. So $26 special pricing, which means that it's going to be over $30 regularly, probably like $40. So what I did was I just hopped on Amazon and I typed in USB-C gigabit Ethernet adapter. And the first mm-hmm. thing that popped up was the Anker adapter.
Oh, go Anker.
Yeah. And theirs is like $23 shipped Amazon mm-hmm. Prime. And that's regular price.
So I know they're not a sponsor, but I'm a firm believer in Anker products. I have been for a lot of years. So I know that we've run stories and things about how when you buy stuff that's not necessarily the Apple branded stuff, you really have to be careful. But Anker is one of those that I know is legit. Yeah. And they get everything, you know, MFI and all that kind of stuff. Like, they go through the certification and stuff. So if you buy something from them, you're making a smart decision. And like, I use almost exclusively, I use their batteries, and I've picked up a couple of their cables over the years, you know, short ones, longer ones, and they're always rock solid for me. It's like the most boring review ever. Everything I ever bought from them is great and didn't break. That's exactly what I wanted.
That's actually a really useful review. All right,
it's a great review, but it's really boring. Like, it just does what I wanted it to do the entire time.
Yeah, and to me, that's a great product. So it showed up, and I picked up my mail yesterday. There it was. And I'm troubleshooting today, trying to figure out why my network is so crappy. And I realized, oh, I've got my Anker adapter. I plugged it in. My MacBook Pro's like, hey, check it out. And
what if Apple hadn't supported Ethernet over USB-C for some reason? Wi-Fi is all we ever need, right?
Why would they do that, though?
For simplicity, a focus on mobility. You know, that Apple does those sense. Kinds of things. Mm.
I mean, it's like PCI. It's a universal connector in that sense.
Well, that brings me up to my point exactly. There are some connectors that are obsolete and we should leave behind. Like, you know, Apple left ADB and SCSI behind, and VGA is something that needs to be left behind. But there are other ports that don't need to be left behind. They're modern. They're standards. HDMI, DisplayPort, Ethernet, USB. I was watching a movie the other night, and this woman was an advertising agent. She had a MacBook Pro sitting on her desk, and it had all these glorious ports. And we froze the frame on the plasma so we could count the ports and look at it. If if you have a pro device, you're in different situations and different scenarios. And while a pro is definitely going to have a carry bag full of adapters, there's always going to be something missing, and that's always going to slow you down. And in my mind, it's one thing to, you know, move to USB-C solely on a small MacBook, where it's an informal, casual mobile machine for business people. It's another thing to have a machine that's ostensibly for a pro that's going to be pressed into service with all kinds of different services. You know, you have to go into a agency where the Wi-Fi is not used for security purposes, so they hand you an Ethernet cable and you go, oops, I can't work on this government network as a guest. So,
well, what about hotels? I mean, as a very basic thing, a lot of times in my experience, and I'm hoping that this is getting better over time, but when I used to do a lot of traveling for work, they would give me an Ethernet cable in the room, but if I wanted Wi-Fi, it was $20 a day or $15 a day or whatever. But the Ethernet was free, so I'm like, that's fine, I'll just sit over here.
Yeah, so, you know, if Apple engineers were being attuned to technical professionals, they probably would have said, some senior engineer would have said, you know, let's move ahead. Let's go with USB-C. Let's celebrate its virtues. But let's put one USB-A port for USB 3.1 on this device, just in case, as a backup.
You know, if Apple goes down that path and uses that logic, their computers would look, as far as ports go, would look like what HP is doing.
Yeah.
So the HP Z series laptops, they are pro level laptops, and they are really good workhorse machines. But if you look at them, they have a VGA port on them.
No, as I said, VGA is obsolete. We don't
no.
need
it. No. It is so heavily used.
Let
in
me tell you a story about
to die.
John, let me tell you a story about ever walking into any conference ever. I don't care which one. I don't care if it's Macworld. I don't care if it's WordPress conferences. I don't care what it is. Whatever you're walking into, if you ever have to plug into a projector, you better have a VGA.
I know. We were talking before the show about how I have to do that.
We want it, as much as we want it to be gone, it's not gone. And the nice thing about that for me, in a weird way, is that I always bought a VGA adapter, in case. And that's always, so here's the thing, is like, you were talking about technical professionals and the needs that they have. But whenever I bought a computer in the olden days, I always budgeted an extra $100. It's an $1,800 computer. I need my pile of computer money to be $1,900 because there's a possibility I will need a new small thing. I'll need a keyboard cover, or I'll need a new sleeve, you know, because it doesn't fit in my backpack quite the way I want it to until I can get a new backpack or whatever. But then there was always the $100 within that $100 was always, I need to buy a couple of adapters, whatever they may be. Because in the olden days, kids, gather around. Let Aunt Kelly tell you a story. In the olden days, you could pop stuff out of your computer and replace it. And so you could upgrade the RAM. You could upgrade a hard drive. I remember actually upgrading the processor in one of my old laptops. And when you do that, your computer lasts a really long time. So by the time you finally get a whole new chassis with all the new insides in it, for me anyway, the adapter in the side of the computer that you plug all your adapters into had changed over time. So every time I bought a new computer, I knew I was going to have to buy new adapters because that stuff was always changing from VGA to DVI to
mini
display port to whatever. Right. But what I'm saying is
we have to move forward. I agree.
And I did. But what I'm saying is I always budgeted for making sure that I had, once DVI became a thing, I always bought a DVI adapter, and I always bought a VGA adapter because there was never I don't remember, at least none of my computers ever had a VGA cable in the side of the machine. So I wasn't able to use that.
It was onesies and twosies, and it was in respect to the fact that you were trying to be backwards compatible for typical occasions, as opposed
not
to
even,
as opposed to a new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar, where you're it's not onesies and twosies, it's everything. You have to buy an adapter for everything you use. I think that's what's
annoying. No. Listen to me. You only have to buy adapters for the things you need to plug in. And this is another one of those cases of technological honesty for me. How many people are really plugging in a Thunderbolt display every single day? For those people, that's justified. But feeling like you need to buy one of those because you're treating adapters like Pokemon, that doesn't give you the right to be upset.
No. Jeff just told the story about how he went to the Apple store and he bought 3 adapters, and then there was a 4th one for Ethernet that came into play. So Jeff already explained
right.
that. And that's too
I just
many
needed
to have
4
to buy.
Adapters, and I'm good.
But that's his primary computer. And so my experience in this, in speaking with people that I know who got new computers, who got, you know, the new Touch Bar machine, whatever. A lot of those people, some of them are using it for work, but it like for the, as their primary computer, it's their daily driver. But some people, it's their travel machine. Like I still spend all my time in front of my giant gnarly monitor, and I have, you know, it's a 5K iMac, or it's a previous gen iMac, or it's a Mac Pro with a big old monitor attached, and that's where I do all my stuff. And this computer is for me to take around with me. And to be honest, the only thing I really needed for it was the C to A adapter, because I have to plug flash drives in all the time when I go other places, or I have to plug in a VGA projector, as much as it offends me every time I go.
You don't have to tell me this. You're talking to a guy who's had a MacBook 2015 since May of 2015 with one USB-C connector.
And how much hardship has that given you?
Well, the reason it's given me none, but there's a reason for that, and that is because I have tried to review every USB-C to something adapter on the planet. My desk is covered with USB-C adapter toys that I have reviewed over the last 15 months or 18 months.
Okay,
so I am well equipped for that situation.
In your daily routine for this MacBook, what all are you plugging into it? That's what I'm trying to get to, is I know people who do have things that they plug into it, and I also know people who don't. And I found some people who took the opportunity to go, you know, I'm just going to buy the USB-C version of this, and then I don't need any adapters at all. So I'm going to upgrade one piece of hardware and be done.
You asked me what my daily use is. When it's on my desk and it's fired up, it's plugged into another world computing / newer tech Thunderbolt 2 dock, which has every port known to man. Plugged into my USB-C port with power pass through.
That's ultimately what I will have.
And then when I unplug it and go into a recliner or somewhere else in the house, sitting on the desktop, I'm wireless and I don't need to be connected, and I back up over Wi-Fi to a RAID network attached storage. So I've worked it out. So I understand the issues. It's just that I can sympathize with people who sit and look at a computer where, you know, it's 4 USB-C ports, no concession at all to convenience, but rather it's all attitude. Here's the glorious USB-C, here's the way we're going forward, this is our image, this is our vision, you've got to roll with this. And it creates a little bit of friction with people who say, well, why couldn't you have made some concessions for backup? Like if I have a need for my Wi-Fi fails, it should be nice to have an Ethernet port. It'd be nice to have an HDMI port. You know, why must Apple abandon all the legacy ports that are still current and usable and not just gently migrate us over? It seems to be too radical for a pro user. That's
so
all.
Let me point out,
that's
though,
why some people are annoyed.
When
other
has
people are not really annoyed. So
when did Apple ever upgrade gently?
I'm going to give that a big never. The closest they came to a gentle upgrade was when they did the switch to Intel processors.
Yeah.
And they gave us Rosetta.
Mm-hmm. That's probably it. Classic. I would say the classic layer.
Yeah, but it's okay to be ungentle with
but
your customers when they love you, when they adore everything you're doing, and all you're doing is building Macs, and everything about Macs is glorious, and Steve Jobs is the helm, and we're surging forward with new technology, and we've got a new Unix operating system called Mac OS X, and we have these glorious new machines, and they're wonderful, and we love Apple, and then we say, okay, Apple, take us mercilessly and ruthlessly into the future. We love it. But Apple isn't in that situation anymore, where there is some concern about Apple and the Mac community is in a state of unrest, and there's sort of a certain irritability in the Mac community, especially after the Hello Again event. And that irritability has translated into less than a glorious embracing of an abrupt change.
All right, that's Mr. Cranky Pants. We're out of time. I really thought this was going to be a short topic, and I don't know what I was thinking. Seriously.
I'm bummed. I was excited about the other one.
Well, Kelly, do you want to come back tomorrow and talk about the other one?
I would love to.
Okay. Well, then let's do that. But in the meantime, we do have to wrap up. So, listeners, I'm really curious. Do you think that that I'm right? And it's not that big of a deal that we're having to buy dongles. I mean, I like the flexibility of having just the ports that I want. Or is John right? And is this a big dongle gate? And let me know what you think. I'm really curious because, you know, we're just three people sitting here that are clearly not going to agree. So I want to know what you think. Shoot me an email. That would be observations@macobserver.com. Let me know on Twitter. That's TMO Daily. Yes, TMO Daily. And you can leave comments in the show notes. I will be checking those places, and I want to share your comments with everyone else. So, of course, I'll be reading those on the show. So let me know. And, so we'll do today's second topic tomorrow. So Kelly will be back for that. And I'm actually really excited about that.
Me too.
Yeah. So, Kelly, thank you for being here.
Of course. My pleasure.
And John, thank you for being here, too.
You're very welcome, Spock out.
Listeners, thank you for joining us, and please let me know what you think about the whole dongle thing, because I want to know. And we'll see everyone again tomorrow.